Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. We've got Scott Wesley Brown on the show today. Now, Scott started his musical career in the 70s, but really, we all got to know him in the 80s when he had some of his really big radio hits. Songs like Yeshua HaMashiach, When Answers Aren't Enough, Look What God Is Doing, and of course, He Will Carry You. In fact, we asked him about what inspired him. How did he come up with He Will Carry You?
Well, I wrote He Will Carry You actually sitting at my piano in my house, just thinking about what it was when Jesus, you know, hung on the cross. And it wasn't really a real profound experience, just the reality of the gospel. Just being struck by the awesomeness of the fact that when Jesus died, He carried our sin upon His shoulder. The great exchange of His righteousness for our sin. And I was blown away by that, and the fact that, you know, if God could do that, then no matter what kind of a problem I'm facing now, He could certainly carry me. And so so I wrote that song, and it has throughout the years been probably the song that I guess I kind of gravitate back to more than any other song.
There is no problem to be. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe. If He carried the weight of the world
You know, the one main aspect that Scott is known for is his heart for missions. We asked Scott about the different places he's been in the world and some of the challenges he's seen.
Well, you know, I think every missions trip is a challenge. Certainly the ones to Africa, and when you go out in the bush, those are a little tough, you know, getting used to sleeping outside or with all the bugs and stuff. And but some of the trips to Eastern Europe have also been challenging for us. Just going through a lot of the difficult border crossings, particularly back in the days that, communism was controlling Eastern Europe. We had some pretty scary experiences, and sometimes we're followed by the secret police. There have been times in Cuba that it's been a little tough, or, you know, going through different parts of Asia where they don't particularly care about Christianity. And, you know, wherever I travel, it seems like there's a lot of difficulty, but God just seems to open doors, and God has protected us all these years, no matter where we've gone. And so I'm excited. I just keep pursuing the nations, because I really believe that God is a missionary God, and that we are called to not just quote the Great Commission. We are meant to participate in it. It's a biblical mandate from my perspective.
You know, Scott's got an interesting perspective since he's been around the world and worked with missions. A firsthand look at what God is doing. Here he is singing about it on Streets of Gold.
Power.
A number one hit for Scott Wesley Brown in 89. So look what God is doing on Streets of Gold. So what is Scott Wesley Brown doing today?
Well, Scott Wesley Brown today is very much excited about worship, particularly in the role that worship plays in world evangelization. I really see that the goal of missions is worship. It's to bring the nations into the presence of God. And so I'm writing a lot of worship music these days. And Christian radio doesn't play as much worship music. Most people say, gee, when are you going to make a new record? Well, I've had a couple of them out. They just are worship albums. They're not your typical, you know, top 20 kind of stuff. So I'm really concentrating on that. I love leading people in worship, and I love writing worship songs and getting out there and seeing the different styles of worship around the world, seeing God raise up a generation of godly worshipers from every tribe, tongue, and nation. That's a real exciting thing for me. So I'm continuing to pursue that. I've just done a new worship album. I'm getting ready to go to Africa to record another album. Now, that will be some of the oldies. And we'll do that African style. And then I get back, and we're going to start in on a hymns album. So pretty full schedule out there. So pray for me. I need it.
Here's one last song from Scott. Now, if you know your Hebrew, you know what this means. Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach on Streets of Gold.
The room was filled with people who had come to hear him speak. A simple man with calloused hands and dust upon his feet. 12 men were gathered around him like they knew him as a friend. But I had never seen him, though he said he'd always been. Unlike the other people, I had only come to see. But when he spoke, I noticed he was staring into me. I whispered to a woman who was listening by my side, "Who is this man?" And these words she replied, "Yeshua HaMashiach, the image of I am, the mystery of heaven, come to earth a mortal man. Yeshua HaMashiach, the lion and the lamb. His eyes are warm and tender, but there's fire in his hand." More than any other prophet, his words burn me deep inside, exposing from my hardened heart the truth I could not hide. For years I had been waiting for Messiah yet to come, but long before I heard his name, I knew he was the one. The image of I am, the mystery of heaven, come to earth a mortal man. Yeshua HaMashiach, the lion and the lamb. His eyes are warm and tender, but there's fire in his hand. Jesus the Messiah, the image of I am. Of heaven, come to earth, a mortal man. Yeshua HaMashiach.
once again, I want to thank Scott Wesley Brown for talking with us on Streets of Gold. Continue to keep him in your prayers. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. We got more musical memories coming up with the number one song of the 80s next on Streets of Gold.